program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today, we're continuing to talk about my favorite Bible word, or I should say one of my favorite Bible words. And if you don't know what that is yet, stay tuned. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. I want to remind you about our prayer journals at considerhisword.org. If you click on the link that says Contact Us, give us the call letters of the station you're listening to today and an address. We'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, first of all, they're absolutely free. They won't cost you anything except what it costs you to contact us. You can do it through the website. Send us the call letters of the station you're listening to today, and then also send us an address, especially send us an address. And we'll get one of these prayer journals to you just as quickly as possible. Secondly, you can contact us directly by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Thirdly, you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now remember, send us call letters, send us an address. We'll get the prayer journal out to you as quickly as possible. Today we're returning to Psalm 27. I send you to the wrong book. Psalm 27, where the Bible uses my favorite word, or one of my favorite words. I have a few, but this one especially. Every time I read it, it gives me such an assurance of faith, an assurance of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His Word. Now, the word is found in Psalm 27. So I'm going to go ahead and read all of this passage of Scripture again. It's really the first six verses of Psalm 27, a psalm of David. And I'll point out where this word is. So, Psalm 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in His temple. For in time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies and round about me. Therefore will I offer this in His tabernacle, sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." The word that I'm talking about is found in verse 3. He said, "In this will I be confident." My favorite Bible word is the word confidence. We can be confident in the Lord. We can put our confidence in Him. Psalm 118:8 said, "It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men." Verse 9 says, "It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. So where is your confidence? Is it in men? You know, princes here is talking about really government officials, however you want to define them, from the city government all the way to the president. How much confidence do you really have in them? How many promises have they made in campaigns and then broken them? He said it's better to put confidence in the Lord than to put confidence in men or confidence in these princes. And so my favorite Bible word is when we can put confidence in the Lord. And he talked about it here, actually quite a bit here in Psalm 27:1. Now, we talked about this last week, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. If you'd like, you can go back and hear those messages or hear that messages again from our website at considerhisword.org. He began the psalm by saying, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And then in verse 3, he said, "In this I'm confident." I think he's confident in our salvation. I talked about that last week, that I am confident of a heavenly home. I have the confidence in that heavenly home because it's promised to me in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's promised to me in the Word of God that if I would trust in Him, that I would have that heavenly home. Remember what Jesus said over in John 14. He said, "You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." By trusting Christ and putting our faith in Him, we can have a confidence that we have a heavenly home. I have that confidence, and I hope you have that confidence as well, that at some point in your life you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It comes to a matter of what you believe about Jesus. And he said if we would believe him, if we would trust him, that we would have that heavenly home with him. I am confident of that heavenly home in him. But look at all the promises in this verse. It's not only in the salvation, but he said he's the strength of my life. He said, "Of whom shall I be afraid?" And so he strengthens us and gives us that strength. The second confidence that we have, and we again looked at this a little bit last week, and I just want to touch on it and just remind you about it, was in Philippians chapter 1. And particularly in verse 6, where he said, "Being confident," you see, there's the word again, "being confident of this very thing, that he which began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus." I am confident that God will finish the work that he has started in me, that work of salvation, that he will complete that. He said it would be in the day of Jesus Christ, that he would complete that work. I think that gives us a security and a surety of our salvation. I think it also has to do with a work of sanctification, that he will finish the work that he started. God's not a quitter. Oh, I'll tell you what. How many times have we started projects and have started little jobs and we didn't finish them? Well, God is not like that. When God starts something, he will finish it. And when he began that good work in you, he will finish it one day. Now, there's one more that I want you to look at. And this is in the little book of 1 John, where again we see the word confidence and how that we can have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can have confidence. Particularly, I want you to hear this prayer, or hear this verse. It's 1 John 5:14. He said, "And this is the confidence," there's the word again, "this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Do you hear that? This is a confidence. You can be confident that God hears you when you pray, particularly when we pray according to his will. We must always be praying according to his will. You know, when we come to God in prayer, we come with a heart of humility, and we should come with a heart of submission. We cannot and we do not demand anything from God. I hear people pray that way. They said, God, I demand this and I demand that. No, you pray according to his will, because he answers according to his will. You can be confident that when you pray according to his will, he hears us. That's what the scripture says. He'll hear us when we pray. You know, we pray to a living God who can hear. Remember Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, and that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. God hears us. He's not like the idols of the day. He's not like the gods of wood and stone that do not hear. Listen to David again in Psalm 135. Beginning in verse 15, he said, the idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them, so is every one that trusts him. You know, he hears us because he is a true and living God. And when we pray according to this will, we can be confident that he hears us. You know, I know he hears. We know he hears our prayers because we've seen it. I've seen it in my life. If you have one of our little prayer journals, you can back and record where God has answered prayer in your life. I tell you what, it's amazing the things. But every time we pray according to his will, he hears us. You know, one time, you're not going to believe this. One time I prayed for a boat, and God gave me one. I mean, gave it to me. John 4:2 says, you have not because you ask not. When we pray, we ought to pray according to his will. And I'll tell you what, when we see God answer prayer, God gives us confidence that he will answer prayer. Well, I've seen God answer prayer in my life just this week. I've seen God answer those prayers. And when we pray before him in humility and in submission and according to his will, you can be confident that he hears us. I'm going to read the verse one more time. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So we can have confidence that God will give us a heavenly home. We can have confidence that he'll finish what he started. And we can have confidence that he will hear us when we pray. I love that word, confidence. It gives us assurance. It gives us hope. It tells us that our Heavenly Father can do anything. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his words.